bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
It's the urban myth, I'm calling it. That
the urban myth, really?
Yeah, because I've never seen it happen.
Okay. No, that's fair.
And I'm going to explain. It's the urban myth of if you order number one off the menu,
yes,
while in a public pool.
In a public pool.
The water in the public pool
will change colour.
Yeah, apparently there's this chemical that will react with number ones.
Yeah, with... It, when it comes out and it reacts with the when it comes out.
Yeah, and apparently there's this cloudy water or coloured water that is supposed to surround
that changes colour around you.
Now look, I'd imagine that, you know, a lot of children over the time in a public pool at any
it's
one
happened.
Day.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you know, you can't control that situation.
Look, there might be a few guilty members of the same.
There could be. I mean, does anybody want to raise their hand if they have?
I was fucking so. What do you call it? I have a bad attention span, but yeah, I urinated in a pool. Yeah,
And were you in the pool when it was happening, or were you standing on the side? And
like, I seriously, I've done it most times I went to a swimming pool. I'm not.
Yeah.
I have no. Wow. I don't.
So you called their bluff, essentially.
No, I don't know. It's.
I've never thought
of the idea of getting out of the pool and peeing in the toilet.
That doesn't make sense at the time.
That makes
right?
way less sense to me. I'd rather just.
Because at the ocean, I mean, you know, you just let it go.
Yeah,
really,
or at a pool. I mean, first off, urine has ammonia in it.
Correct.
Swimming pools have chlorine in it. You got ammonia and chlorine mixture. That's like the cleanest shit that you can have. You know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna be making anyone sick in any way. You can't infect anyone. Well, you probably could infect some people with diseases through urine, but we're talking like really horrible diseases. Mm. You know what I mean? So if you've got Ebola, it's probably not a good
not
move.
Not your best interest, no.
Yeah. To jump in.
I feel
pool,
like
yeah.
that... Yeah, or just being in the swimming pool while you have an intense disease is probably not a good idea. Like,
yeah.
It's going to come out. But, yeah, no.
And there was no chemical that appeared around you, followed you around.
Well, yeah, I would assume... You'd be talking about some kind of agent that reacts with ammonia, which there'd be heaps of, but I can't imagine there'd be a safe one to put it in the water.
So this is blowing my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, do you think a lot of public pools are, you know, bluffing, really? They're just, you know...
Yeah.
Or is it really just a myth? I'm sure there is really a chemical, and maybe some public pools are just bluffing for the pure fact that, hey... It won't cost us any money.
Like, is it just one of those things that parents tell kids?
I feel like it might be.
You know, like the don't eat before you swim.
Yeah, my parents never told me that. My dad only told me once. He's like, be careful if you're going to pee in a pool and make sure that you don't shit at all. Because then people will definitely notice.
That was based on
experience where my dad was at a pool with his dad, my grandpa. And... my grandpa decided to shit in a pool. He was a profuse alcoholic, so...
Interesting.
Like, yeah. But apparently, shit just... I don't know. There's something about chlorine. It just makes it dissolve.
Oh, really?
It's,
how many other people were in the pool?
So it evaporated.
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
It was extremely obvious.
Okay.
He was just...
Brown trout
waiting,
made an appearance.
Waiting in brown water now. Yeah, mud, really. But, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there. We're talking about something that happened in 1970, so...
Oh.
But, yeah.
And I don't think the pool filters would have been as good back then.
No, I think it was just one guy who just was doing it with a net.
The pool guy came in. That's his job. The reality of his job is that.
You train at public pools before you get to go to attractive single
lives. Yeah, that's right, and having six-packs and fully hairless bodies.
No,
I don't know how.
I don't know how anyone.
I don't know how they get hairless. That's one thing I don't understand.
Oh, there was no. This we're talking about 1970s Yugoslavia. There were no hairless people.
That's a time I think we should been born in because we could have passed for very almost animal like these days. So
an extension though. Okay, so if you're comfortable with the pool situation,
yeah,
are you one of those people who as soon as they get into the shower as well, it's go time?
No. See, no, first time I peed in the shower, we're talking about like maybe like 5 years ago or something.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. As George Costanza would argue, it's all pipes.
It's like I've pissed on a church for convenience.
Okay.
But I wouldn't necessarily piss in my backyard.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
So, like, I don't have anything...
So you're making a statement, is what you're saying.
No, I wasn't making any statement. I was making an anti-statement by pissing on that church. Okay. I was just... I happened to be drinking at the church, and then needed to urinate.
And then, a tree is...
But it's the same thing, like, with a pool. You're at a pool to have fun.
Yeah, right?
And it's not fun to do it.
It's not fun to fucking need to pee. And you don't... And if you're having a shower, you're right next to a toilet. See, to me, I don't see why you didn't just pee before you had the shower or directly after.
For me, because I'm guilty of it. I'll say it. But
it's the running water, really.
It's the trigger. As soon as that happens, my body's just like, hey, you thought you were empty.
Yeah.
You thought you were all good.
And then you're going.
Yes. Yeah. It's too late, and then my shampoo gets very pooing. Stinky.
Even if you just peed and then going for a poo, you're gonna have a bit more pee ready.
Yeah, it's the way the body works. Nature's funnel, you know.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.